one of the implications or the outcomes from the protests and blockades at the weekend has been the cancellation of the citizenship ceremonies, which were due to be held in the INEC on Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. Thousands of visitors and a lot of money lost for local accommodation providers and restaurants and bars and cafes. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail is Gareth Power, who's Managing Director of the Muckross Park Hotel and Spa and Chair of the Kerry branch of the Irish Hotels Federation. Gareth, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning, Gerry. Thanks for having me on.
How much of a blow is this to the local economy and to your members?
Well, look, it's too early to assess the full impact, Gerry. Conservatively, we put it at around $1.5 million to the local economy. It's a significant blow, and it's particularly challenging because of how late the decision came on Saturday as it did, and I understand the circumstances behind that. So hotels simply won't have the capacity or the opportunity to replace that business. It's the hotel's prerogative. They will try and rebook guests, and we've offered that to guests that have cancelled. But the reality is that the new dates in June will represent, you know, peak season in Kerry and Killarney, and many properties will be already committed. So a lot of that business, unfortunately, lost. You know, when you consider the fact that 12,000 people were due to attend over the 2 days, and these are, you know, wonderful ceremonies. They're significant life events for these people and their families. And they don't just come for one night. They stay longer. They'll bring friends and family. They celebrate and they travel around the region. So while it's still very early to fully quantify the impact, it'll be very significant across Kerry.
Yeah, because it would have filled bed nights and things in April, which is different to, I suppose, what is already busy in the postponement to the 22nd and 23rd of June, which is high season.
It does. And look, it comes at a time when many hotels, and particularly those outside of Killarney, have already been under pressure for, you know, most recently with the fuel situation. And that's having a very real impact on tourism in the wider region now. And I do have to caveat that with Killarney benefits, you know, from strong connectivity with the rail and airport access. But areas like South Kerry and Kenmare and along the Ring of Kerry, those destinations are far more reliant on car travel. So they're feeling these disruptions, you know, a lot more acutely. And like at a national level, just, you know, members, the HF at a national level is always deeply engaged and has been engaged with government at the highest levels. And there's a very clear understanding of how serious this is for the industry.
Okay, and that is part of the issue there, the concern that the impact it will have. Gareth, on the wider sense, how has this crisis been developing in terms of, I guess, people's plans and the increased cost of living for, you know, taking trips, taking holidays, booking hotels and accommodation?
Yeah, look, I suppose speaking from, you know, our own perspective at Muckross, we would have quite an eclectic demand of international as well as busy domestic with weddings, etc. But we've seen a clear drop off, particularly in food and beverage and discretionary spend. It was acute after the St. Patrick's week. We had obviously Mother's Day before that, and it was very apparent that it was really hitting people in their pockets then. We've seen a notable decline across a lot of hotels in terms of that discretionary spend. You know, look, it's an ongoing international situation. You know, we're seeing it feeding directly into energy costs and the broader cost of living also, which affects, you know, all of us and our colleagues and teams in the hotel. It's a lot harder to get into work. It's more expensive. But, you know, in terms of how we're looking at forward, we've gone out to our members looking for our occupancy survey last week. So we'll have a clearer picture of the impact on forward bookings in the coming months. But I suppose on a more positive note, Gerry, if I could, the international outlook remains encouraging. You know, we recently played host to Mehalir in Killarney, which was organised by Falch Ireland, and the feedback from overseas buyers was broadly positive. North America in particular continues to perform strongly with forward bookings. And, you know, Kerry, Killarney and Ireland in general are still seen as a very attractive destination in terms of quality, value and the overall visitor experience. So, you know, we have a very sophisticated tourism offering here, and we should be very proud of it.
Okay, well, hopefully that continues and we see that holding up for the summer. Gareth, listen, thanks for taking the time to talk to us and outline those concerns this morning, and thanks for giving us your view.
Oh, thank you, Gerry.
Okay, there's Gareth Power there, who's Managing Director of the Muckross Park Hotel and Spa and Chair of the Kerry branch of the Irish Hotels Federation, talking about the impact of that cancellation of the citizenship ceremonies for Killarney this week. If you have a view on that, get in touch